Welcome to the Tom Starr Podcast. Throughout this podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you some real life experiences I've picked up through my career in the industry, sharing with you some lessons that I've learned, and hopefully give you some valuable insights on how you can progress your health, fitness, and career. What is happening, guys? I hope you're having an awesome week out there, whatever you are doing. So I put a poll out on our Instagram feed, and it was to set up the next podcast, basically. So getting a bit of feedback over some topics that people might be struggling with a little bit more than others. So the four topics I put out were getting results whilst having a social life. That gave back 25% of the votes. How to conquer your cravings, 17%. How to maximise your energy levels, which is the one that won at 33%. And the mindset needed to transform your body, which was 25% as well. So pretty good mix with all of them, to be fair. We had loads and loads of people that voted, so thank you if you did. Like I say, it was quite balanced, but the one that slightly won was how to maximise your energy levels. So that is what I'm going to go through today. So for you to perform better, feel better, live your life in the most incredible way possible, improving your energy levels is going to have a huge impact to that. And a lot of people suffer with their energy, which then rubs off on their productivity. And if you've got low productivity, you are essentially missing out on certain aspects of your life, whether it's work, whether it's friends and family, whether it's hobbies, whether it's looking after yourself in the gym. You know, all these things can deteriorate or stay stagnant if you are low on energy, not feeling your best, and essentially underperforming in your life. And, you know, none of us want to do that, do we? So I'm going to give you the insights on how to help that, basically. So for a bit of context to start with, guys, you know, our energy is so important. You know, it's one of the most valuable resources we have as a human. So if you have more energy, you have more life. You can give more energy in your training, in your work, your family, your friends, the activities you enjoy, like I say. In the best part is you can be fully engaged in those activities as well. So I have a question for you. Think about this. If you had three times more energy than you do now, what would you actually do with it? How would you feel? How would you show up in your work? How would you talk to other people around you? What would you spend your time doing? And what results would you see in your life? So just digest that. Because we live in a world that celebrates work and activity, but ignores renewal and recovery. And unfortunately, that fails to recognise that both are needed in harmony to allow us to have high performance. So if you're constantly working, 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 pushing yourself, grinding yourself down, but you're not focusing on the recovery and renewal aspect, then this is going to cause you problems, especially long term. So I'm going to go through some problems that a lot of people in society suffer with, their energy levels, and see if you can relate to these guys, okay? So we're going to look at some kind of core problems around poor energy management, and then we're going to look at ways in which you can boost your energy levels. So as society, when we've all been brought up from a young age, we're always taught to focus on our time management, right? So focus on your time management. But instead, we want to think about our energy management. You see, not a lot of people think about this, because we're often told to allocate your time into a specific amount of time to say, let's say, to get some work done. For example, give yourself 2 hours to complete this task, or to plan every hour of your day. But this doesn't actually consider your energy. And this leaves you having the time, but not actually being productive with that time. So this could look like you're in your work, and this could be you're doing a task, but you're struggling to focus on that task. Or you're in your training session, you're training, but not actually able to exert yourself intensely enough to create an adaptation and get the results that you actually want. So while time is a finite resource, energy works differently, you see. Energy is a renewable resource, but only up to a certain point, guys. So scheduling every hour of your day may seem like a good use of time, but it doesn't account for your need to replenish energy. Because most individuals think they don't have the time to train, but it's often the case they've got the time, but they just don't have the energy to do it. So we're going to look at building your energy levels throughout this podcast. And you want to think about managing your energy, replenishing your energy regularly so that output can be higher and we can fully engage more in your actual activities. And an analogy for this, guys, is think of your energy as an energy account, okay? So you get a certain amount of energy you can spend in a day. If you spend all of your energy through your activities, you'll be left spent and not able to do an activity. Whereas if you place small energy deposits throughout the day, such as going for a walk, eating foods that boost our energy, this will actually replenish your energy levels and allow for you to spend it on the task in hand, okay? So another problem that a lot of people come across is that they're never able to be fully engaged in our energy, which results in our energy levels just being like dim all the time. So it means you're never really fully on with very high energy levels, nor are you ever fully off, which allows for you to, recover deeply. And then off the back of recovery, generate higher levels of energy. So when you think about it, today's society is very hard to take, real downtime. There's always like electronics on, there's always more emails being sent after working hours, there's heavy lights at night, and generally people's sleep quality is very poor. Then even when you get a holiday away, it can feel like you need a holiday afterwards, right? So that can be a huge problem. Now, another problem can be that there is a lack of energy rituals planned in people's days to help boost energy. Now, you might not have thought about this before, but by rituals, I mean small activities that someone can do to charge up your energy levels. So when you think about it, you charge your phone every day, yeah? Why don't we think about charging ourselves up and our energy levels? Because we want to have, easy and quick energy rituals that we can anchor at certain points of our day to help us boost our energy levels and have consistently higher energy levels, day on day. And this can actually be achieved, guys. So another problem is that there is a huge lack of awareness around where our energy levels are actually at. Do you ever sit down and think about where your energy levels are? So later on, we are going to discuss, various forms of energy that people can go through. And a lot of people are just unaware of their own energy levels that they have at that given time. This then results in people just overcommitting themselves and burning out of energy or fueling themselves with poor quality foods that affect their energy levels. And also, guys, a lot of individuals can just mismanage their levels of energy, around your training. So you either go too hard and your training leaves you with, no energy left for other activities. We also need to have an awareness over your specific energy levels and capacity that you can dedicate to your actual training. So for you to get into the best shape of your life and keep it long term, energy management is just so crucial for that long term plan. And guys, it is really, really essential to understand your own personal energy levels so that you can grow across a multitude of areas. We're not just talking training here. but it is your training, your work, your social life, your love life, your family. And we as humans need to be able to have the right energy levels for each of these specific areas. And at certain periods of your life, certain areas will require more energy than others. And it's just about being able to have an awareness of how much energy you have and how much energy you're gonna give to those specific areas in those given times. Because more often than not, people just miss the red flags of low energy. You see, it's not something that just diminishes immediately. You'll have signs, for example, you know, hitting the snooze button quite often, wanting more caffeine, self-care drops, poor strength levels, taking longer to recover, restlessness, like worse levels of recovery overall, wanting to reach for like more sugary food, more frequent energy slumps, and even heightened levels of like anxiety and low mood. So these are all different red flags that could signal poor energy management. But guys, by the end of listening to this podcast today, you will be aware of yours, okay? So one last problem to go through that a lot of people struggle with is just spending too much energy in the activities that drain our energy. I'm sure a lot of people will be able to, relate to this in some way or another, because there's going to be activities that simply you're just spending too much energy on, and it's just draining your energy. So some examples could be abusing alcohol just too frequent and too often. Huge, huge one, that. Eating too much sugary or poor quality foods. Switching between tasks too often. Another big one, just being sedentary for too long. You know, you've all had that feeling where the less you do, the less you feel you want to do, and the lower your energy levels are. Whereas if you go for a brisk walk, you suddenly feel a lot better, right? Another one, just listening to negative information too frequently. You know, are you one to listen to the news quite often or scroll on social media and listen to negative perceptions all the time? Because this just flowing into your brain is just going to really drain you. You know, something I've done over the last few years is just switch off any news. Don't need it. There's nothing positive. Feel miles better after. Some more guys as well, just leaving open loops. So if you've got any open loops with people, close them off. Screen fatigue, staring too much at your phone or TV or computer, whatever it is. Scrolling on social media. Big one. And also just leaking work life into your personal life. The two should be separate. So just think, guys, is anything there something you can relate to already? So some symptoms of poor energy management can be, you know, it can make you feel like you're not working hard enough. And even it can make you feel guilty at times because you're basically unable to follow through on your actual intentions. So overworking yourself into the ground because, you know, when you are struggling, instead of resting, you actually drive harder because you mismatch the need for recovery and willpower. You can also just, you know, deem your efforts as failure when you hit like low bouts of energy. And this is just feedback to, you know, recharge and restore your energy levels. You can also fall into unhealthy coping mechanisms just due to the pain of that lower energy. And this can be, you know, deconstructive choices that affect your results, both in like training and life. Also, like losing drive to take on any healthy challenge because you just deem it to be too stressful. When in fact, we build energy in our life through overcoming stresses and having a higher purpose. So if you're lacking presence, you can't fully engage in the moment or express yourself fully and have more fun. you're basically harder to be around and unavailable to have meaningful conversations. This can leave you with a lack of vision because you're just trying to survive through the day-to-day commotion. And you basically lack the energy to think bigger for yourself, and as a result, your results and life suffer. It affects your overall physical, psychological health and well-being, and it could also possibly lead to symptoms such as chronic fatigue, headaches, dizziness, pain, poor mood, appetite loss, and reduced immune system. So there's a lot of pain there, guys, that I've just described. And, you know, you might not be aware that your poor energy management or poor energy levels is actually affecting all of these areas in your life. So we want to get some desired outcomes out of this so that you can improve your energy levels, feel better, and start living a more positive life. So we want to be able to boost your energy levels so that we can have higher levels on a day-to-day basis. We want to be aware of our, you know, red flags that I described so that we can prevent low energy. And we also want to have the energy to gain the power of full engagement in ourselves and achieve higher levels of success in our training, professional and personal life. Okay, guys? So have a think. Can you relate to any of this? You know, really think about it. If anything like this is hitting home, then it's quite an obvious reason that you need to listen to the rest of this podcast and find out how to improve it, okay? So, to explain, guys, there are four forms of energy, and you need to understand each one to be able to manage them. So first up is physical energy. So this is the one you'll most likely be most familiar with. It comes from how well you sleep, eat and exercise. How much energy is within your body and able to exert, basically. So when you're sick and want to lie in bed, that's a sign of low physical energy. Or those days where you feel like you've got extra physical energy, so you surprise yourself with a massive PB in your training. And next we've got emotional energy. So this is how we feel about what is going on in our lives. So our work, relationships, ourselves, and, you know, just our general situation. And understanding your emotions and getting better at emotional regulation is important because it will directly impact how we feel and energy we have to engage ourselves in activities. So for example on this, if you're enjoying an activity, challenging yourself, seeing the opportunity in an activity, you'll have a higher level of energy to engage. On the other hand, if you're struggling with negative emotions, this can affect our ability to engage ourselves in an activity. Number three, we've got mental energy. So this is what capacity do we have to focus on something? Basically our attention span. So this basically helps you through the boring parts of an activity. For example, if you have a lot of noise mentally with open loops, tasks you need to do, things that are just concerning you, this can scatter your focus and hinder your mental energy to be able to engage into an activity. And last, we've got spiritual energy. So this isn't about religion or anything like that, but this is what gives us the motivation to act. So the set of values and purpose beyond your own self-interest. So doing an activity for a higher purpose than your actual own needs. So for example, from this activity, who else or what else can benefit? So this is the purpose beyond your own needs. So often with, you know, if you're on a transformation, the benefit of you going through this is so that you can be a role model for others around you. You can be better around your family. And this would be an example of spiritual energy. And more often than focusing on this can actually help you gain energy to engage in certain activities. So like I said, spiritual energy isn't about religion. It's what gives us the motivation to act. So authors define spiritual energy as having a set of values and a purpose beyond our own self-interest. It is your life's compass and it helps motivate you. Okay, guys. So guys, I've got some tasks for you now. So at this point, I'd actually recommend getting a notepad or something. Can really help just writing this stuff down, but if not, think of it in your head. So we're going to identify the activities that actually drain or boost your energy, because if you don't know this, then you're not going to be able to generate higher levels of energy. So I'm going to give you some options, so just think about this, write it down. And it's going to be two different lists, basically. So we've got things that will drain your energy and then things that will help your energy. So if we're thinking of work, the things that will drain your energy is things like task switching, screen fatigue, being too sedentary, letting work leak into personal life, people pleasing, working, you know, long shifts, not taking a rest, leaving open loops, avoiding conflicting conversations, overcommitting your schedule and not setting boundaries. Whereas things that will help your energy, taking regular breaks, movement breaks, healthy, kind of challenging work projects, closing loops, prioritizing certain work tasks, realistic expectations with your projects, communication within your work, managing your work to your energy that you have, taking periods away from work, and developing your skill set. Now, if you're thinking about you personally, things that will drain your energy, poor sleep, eating sugary foods first thing, over-caffeinating, abusing alcohol, overtraining, lack of sex, poor hydration, lack of social connection, no personal goals. But things that will help, eating nutritious foods, having regular eating routine, drinking water regularly, physical training, auto-regulating your training to your energy levels, being around inspiring people, laughing with others, having regular sex. Okay, so next is your environment. So lack of fresh air, this is your things that will drain you. Lack of fresh air, a messy living environment, regular loud noise, poor sleeping environment, scrolling on socials, overstimulated by light, especially at night, no variety in your environment, you know, no day trips or holidays. Things that will help, regularly getting out in fresh air, seeking sunlight as often as you can, having a clean, organized living environment, making your room dark and primed for sleep, social media breaks and detoxes, and then planning breaks away. Now we're going to look at mental, so things that will drain your energy. Lack of mental space, no personal reflection, no appreciation or gratitude, a poor personal vision, no safe space to communicate emotional and personal needs, waking up and focusing on other people's agendas before yours. And these are the things that are going to help. So creating mental space for yourself, reflecting on where you're at in life and noticing the things that you appreciate, planning a vision for you to work towards, building or investing in a relationship where you can have a space to fully communicate how you are actually doing, and prioritizing your goals ahead of others. So guys, assess whether any of those drains don't belong to you. So could you hand them back, or could you delegate, minimize, or offset them somewhere else? So this is something that a lot of people don't actually think about, because it's important to now look at what you can change and then who else can you get to help you with your current activities. So the goal here is to see if there are a few activities you get support with, and then also identify yourself what you need to minimize. So looking at you personally, could you delegate meal prep? An activity you could hand back could be you know, not follow other people's eating patterns or poor lifestyle decisions that don't serve your goals. Things that you can minimize: caffeine intake, fizzy drinks, eating on the go, staying up really late. Things that you could get support or just offset. So cooking, food shop, support from the family, partner or housemates. Organising time to watch inspiring content or have a chat with someone. And then looking at work, so things you could delegate, ask other team members to help out with a certain work task. Activities that you can hand back, saying no to certain projects if you're unavailable to complete it. Things you can minimise, bringing work home, overcommitting on your schedule. Things that support or you could offset, so ask for support to upskill your abilities to complete a task. And then looking into your environment, so things you could delegate, hire a cleaner or handyman for house maintenance stuff. Activities you can hand back, so ask for a holiday, some leave time. Things you can minimise, letting the household get messy. Support and offset, asking your family member, partner or housemates for help cleaning. And then looking at mental, so you can't delegate anything mentally, that's impossible. So things you could, so like activities you could hand back, so engaging in information, people or activities that don't serve you. Things you can minimise, negative conversations that you listen to, noise in your mind, you know, take time to reflect. Work mentally creeping into your personal life by just like brain dumping. Things you can get support with or offset, so having a coffee with a close friend to check in, seeing a therapist to check in emotionally, or just soundboard, you know, personal issues. Seek support on vision. So get a coach, financial planner, career advisor, interior designer, you know, get support. And next, guys, we want to identify your current energy levels, when it is high, when it is low, and pinpoint the reasons why. So a really good thing to do, guys, is literally write down a graph. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, going down one line. And then the next line, you've got 1 to 10. So then you're going to ask yourself these questions. When is your energy high? So why do you think that is? How can, you know, you leverage that with work, training or other activities? And mark that on your graph. And then you're going to ask yourself, when is your energy low? So why do you think that is? What do you need to do during those bouts of lower energy? And then ask yourself, what foods do you need to eat more of and less of to ensure you have higher energy levels? So when will you eat those foods? When will you prep? When will you buy that food? And on the days you have lower energy, what is slowing you down? What could you you know, improve? When exactly does your energy drop? And across the week, where are your average energy levels at? So what could you do to improve that? So by using that graph and marking, you know, an X when your energy levels are high, when your energy levels are low, you're going to get a good feedback response on what is actually causing that in those times of day. And answering those questions that I've just read out is going to give you a little bit of feedback as well to help that. And it's important to note that, you know, small changes, guys, can have a profound effect on your energy levels. So small choices such as, you know, stopping scrolling, missing meals, and, you know, a night of poor sleep, it all adds up. An accumulation of these activities are like small jabs. Before you know it, you'll be just knocked out by it, burnt out, and unable to do the things that you want to do. So we want to have a recovery plan, guys. So, on a working day, when will your rest be? You might have this set out for you, but for some, you know, working from home, working non-stop, or running your own business, this is really important to outline. And then, when is your start time and cut-off time for work? So what will you do to separate your work life and your personal life? Because it's important to set the times that you will work. And some of you will have clear hours, but even then, you know, I'd recommend noting down how often you will do like overtime or other tasks. Otherwise, you could find yourself just overworking all the time. And even if you have a clear cut-off time, this can also help you realize the sheer amount of time you have outside of it so that you can then rest. And how often will you have rest time, and what do you do during that rest time? So most individuals don't actually plan what to do during their rest time, which is why they don't put it in. And also, when will you take a holiday or a day trip away? So how often will you go on holiday? When will your next day trip away be? Could you plan a day away once a month or once a quarter? All things to think about, guys. And also, there is no magic bullet for suddenly having more energy, guys. It takes awareness, it takes planning, it takes consistently implementing the changes to start to get your energy back. So it's important to recognise that there's no set formula either, obviously. You know, the term of your life is 8 hours work, 8 hours sleep, and 8 hours personal time. It just doesn't apply in reality for everybody, okay? It's like a dance. At certain times in your life, an area will lead, then other times, another area of your life will lead. And you'll place more energy into that area at those times. And it's just important to be aware of when you notice your energy slipping. To be aware of the red flags, so we're going to pinpoint some of them kind of examples for you now. So, I want you to think, this is like a green zone, okay? So, when you're winning, this is how you feel. So, confident, wanting to interact with others more, creative, higher energy, you're wanting to push yourself, you're mindful of what you're eating, you're planning your days, you're taking, you know, time to yourself, you're waking up with a day with vision, you're emotionally stable, performing well in training, and eating well. And to stay winning, you need to be taking energy breaks, keeping focused on your training targets, sleeping a minimum of 7 hours a day, having fun at least one time a week, catching up with a close friend, meal prepping, practicing gratitude. And then we've got like an amber zone, so in the middle. So this is when you're slipping, basically. So house environment starting to get messy, losing touch with loved ones, reaching for caffeine to get through the day, getting more cravings, feeling a bit groggy, lacking compassion for others, self-care is slipping, feeling a bit tense, struggling to focus, thinking about work in your personal time. So to be able to get back winning in the green zone, you need to take time off, not overly exert yourself in training, be compassionate and rest rather than try to work harder, and just brain dump what's on your mind. And then we've got a red zone. Okay, so this is when you're fully burnt out. So waking up in the middle of the night, lacking compassion for other people, bags under your eyes, feeling tension or even pain, struggling for energy to train, losing interest in activities, getting sick, zero patience. So to get out of the red, you need to have more compassion for yourself and the other people around you. You need to start prioritizing healthy tasks, like starting to exercise, starting to eat better. You need to not put so much pressure on yourself. You need to realize there is a way out and you can get back into the amber zone and then eventually get back into the green zone. But guys, this is all stuff that you really need to understand about yourself. You know, everyone's different in this, and everyone's going to have different perceptions. But if you can relate to some of these things, it means you can start to work on it and develop it. Because if you are wanting to improve your energy levels, which if you've listened this far, I believe you do, then these are things that you can do to start having more awareness around what's actually draining your energy, to then remove that out of your life so that you can start to build energy better. Because sometimes you don't think about all this stuff that is sucking the energy out of you. And it's only until you recognize that and start to change it until you can get out of the red zone or get out of the amber zone and get into green. Okay, guys? So to put all that together, number one, instead of focusing solely on time management, instead we want to think about our energy management, right? Number two, we need to be aware that there are four forms of energy and we want to manage our energy holistically to perform at our best life. Number three, you need to assess your energy regularly, whether your energy is in the red zone, the amber zone, or the green zone, and deploy your remedies to get you back winning. Number four, pinpoint the times in your week that energy management could be improved. Number five, delegate, hand off, and ask for support on specific aspects of your life, because quality energy management isn't just down to you guys. You know, we all need support sometimes. So it can be a lot to take in, that, guys, and I understand that, you know, it's not an easy switch, it's not an easy fix if you are really struggling with your energy levels. And I know that some people will have wanted to hear some, you know, hacks or some quick tricks to just suddenly boost energy levels, like a vitamin shot or some kind of supplement or some tactic to be able to boost it, which, you know, some things do help. But really, guys, for long-term energy management and long-term energy improvement, it's this stuff that you actually need to think about. It's the mental stuff. It's the things that are draining your actual energy levels day to day, that if you improve, you won't need a supplement, you won't need a vitamin shot or anything like that, because you are in a higher state of energy. And listen, guys, exercising regularly, eating healthy, I know it's a boring way to say, and, you know, it's really simple, but that's going to create the best possible energy for you, because you are creating an optimal body. You see, I have pretty consistent energy levels all the time because I've spent a lot of years working on creating a structured training protocol. My nutrition is on point 99% of the time. My sleep habits are perfect pretty much all the time. And that's taken me a long time to get right. You know, it's not something I've just clicked my fingers and done. So if you are struggling with this, just know that it just takes a bit of work and you can do it. And it's just really important to know, actually, guys, that this stuff isn't just going to make your training better, but it's going to make your life better. So all the topics I've discussed today, you know, work, family, friends, social occasions, whatever it is, this stuff is going to drastically improve if you can improve your energy levels and your energy management. So I hope that's been useful, guys. Please get in touch if there's any more questions or if you found any of that, you know, useful for you. I'd love to find out. But yeah, what I always say to our private clients when I give these talks is that information is great, but implementation is crucial to actually make a change, guys. So there's no good listening to all of this and not actually doing anything about it. So what I'd really encourage you to do is act on everything that you've listened to today, and then hopefully you can live life in better energy levels, better health, and better mind. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want to find out more about how to work directly with me, I have various Instagram profiles depending what area you are looking for. We have at TS Personal Training York if you're interested in private or semi-private coaching in my training facility. We have at Tom Store Coaching if you want to work directly with me through online coaching. And we have at TSPT Academy if you are interested in gaining your PT qualification and becoming a fitness professional. So please feel free to reach out via message or through my email, tom@tspersonaltraining.co.uk.